In California, hospitals are complaining about recent changes in the federal Medicaid program for the poor. Like the Clinton administration before it, the Bush administration dramatically has reduced the amount that the federal Medicaid program pays to states for hospital care. The cuts followed an investigation that showed some states were inflating hospital charges and using federal Medicaid funds for services other than health. Commentator Laura Novak says that even in a state such as California, which was using excess Medicaid funds for other public health services, hospitals have been hit hard, particularly those serving children.
I lift the quilt covering the crib, and I'm stunned at what I see. She has the face of a mature baby and the shriveled body of an infant. Her body is rigid, and her howl is dry and unceasing. The nurse informs me the girl weighs now what she weighed at birth. She starved, with her family, under a freeway for 7 months. The intensive care nursery saved her life with only hours to spare. The work children's hospitals do is breathtaking. I've seen this with my own son, who had 13 surgeries and 6 specialists in the past 7 years. It costs at least $2,000 a day to keep a baby in intensive care. Complicated cases hover around $8,000 a day. But now those services are in jeopardy for the poorest patients. Last year, the federal government drastically reduced the amount it pays states to care for poor patients. In California, safety net hospitals relied on those funds to meet basic needs. The cuts mean public hospitals in California will lose $300 million a year. The federal government has already been reducing another kind of Medicaid funding, extra money earmarked for hospitals with a disproportionately high number of poor patients. Safety net hospitals around the country will lose $1 billion next year. I have volunteered in Children's Hospital Oakland for nearly 4 years, and I have lost count of how many babies I've held who were abandoned by their families and passed through to foster care. Among the saddest was a recent patient who asphyxiated while hanging, half-born, between his drug-addicted mother's legs. The staff dedicated weeks to nurturing and stabilizing this sweet boy before transporting him to a less costly facility. They even named him, something his incarcerated mother apparently overlooked. This baby left me wondering, who would have saved him if this hospital had not had the funding to do so? Down the line, safety net cuts won't only affect the poor. Pediatric facilities, including those in public hospitals, are the training grounds for future pediatricians and other specialists. Someday soon, extreme funding shortfalls may become the great equalizer between the privately insured and the poor.
The comments of Laura Novak, a writer whose son spent months in the intensive care nursery at Children's Hospital Oakland, and she now volunteers with the sick and dying babies in that unit.